Analysts are confident a deadly attack at a major museum in the Tunisian capital overnight won't hinder the nation's transformation to democracy. No militant group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack in Tunis that left 17 tourists and two locals dead. Tunisia was the birthplace of the Arab Spring in 2011. Since then, Tunisians have battled both internal and external challenges to consolidate their newfound freedoms. The international community, including Australia's political leaders, have expressed solidarity with the Tunisian people over the attack. Ashley Hall reports.
Just hours after two gunmen opened fire at tourists visiting the National Museum in Tunis, Tunisians were spilling onto the streets in protest, carrying candles and signs decrying the gunmen as cowards. Those in the crowd spoke of Tunisia's resilience.
I'm outraged by what's happening. I'm here tonight to say that I'm not afraid and that we'll continue to fight against terrorism, the plague that's become omnipresent in our society.
It's a sentiment echoed by Tunisia's president, Beji Caid Essebsi, who proclaimed the nation would fight without mercy to its last breath against these savage minorities that perpetrate such attacks. United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has condemned what he called the deplorable attack in the strongest terms. He's been joined by the leaders of affected countries, including France, Spain, Italy, Britain and Morocco. US First Lady Michelle Obama expressed her sorrow during a visit to Japan.
Our hearts go out to the loved ones of those who were lost here in Japan and around the world.
And in Australia's Parliament, Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten each joined in.
Plainly, this is a terrorist outrage. Plainly, it is an attack by Islamist extremists on a fledgling democracy.
It is an act of murder, Madam Speaker, designed to shake the foundations of a new democracy. But I understand that the Tunisian members of their parliament locked down in their country's parliament as reports of the attack broke. They refused to cower in fear. Instead, they sang their national anthem in defiance.
Among the group of tourists attacked were visitors from Japan, Italy, France, Colombia, Poland, Spain and Australia. There are differing accounts of how many of the victims came from each country. But what is clear is that one of the dead is a dual Australian-Colombian national who's been identified as Javier Camilo.
Our deepest sympathies and condolences go to his family and friends, and his family are being rendered every possible consular assistance.
The attack came as the Tunisian parliament was discussing a new law against terrorism, prompting claims that the Houses of Parliament next to the museum were the true target of the attack. But so far, no militant group has claimed responsibility. There's a long list of potential candidates.
There's a lot of different speculation.
Karina Pizer is a Tunisia specialist based in New York.
Of course, Tunisia's geographic location needs to be taken into consideration because it's sandwiched in between Algeria and Libya. And there are known jihadist training camps on the borders with Algeria, and the borders all around are extremely porous.
Tunisia is considered the birthplace of the Arab Spring because of the uprising in 2010 that toppled President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali after a 23-year reign. It inspired similar uprisings in neighbouring countries as Tunisia overcame political divisions and external threats before holding seemingly free and fair elections in December. Karina Pizer says she remains confident this attack won't derail Tunisia's political progress.
It has certainly not been a smooth process, and there have been ups and downs, and some people are nostalgic for the former regime. But at the same time, you know, regardless of how people feel about it, I think that there's something exciting and impressive taking hold there.
Tunisian authorities have launched a manhunt for the two or three accomplices they believe were involved in the attack.
Ashley Hall reporting.